escalation of the most ridiculous newlywed game questions that
or
responses, right?
And one of them was, "Where's the weirdest place you've made Whoopi?" And then she said, with the enthusiasm of a small child on Christmas, "In the butt, Bob."
That's somebody's grandmother now. Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh no,
she's someone's grandmother then.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am the host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter, the tender Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with the coast, the pinnacle of political perfection, Sunuogadi.
What up, old man?
All right, so today we're doing something fun, something sweet, something gentle.
What we got?
Something that may require lube. I'm
requires lube, it's not gentle.
Wait. What kind of lube are you using?
Let's keep on the show. I like that. All right.
So we're doing a dating game of sorts. I thought this would be a fun idea. So we're gonna go with the couple that me and my wife look up to. They are the they epitomize everything that is great and good about a relationship. We've seen them love each other. We've seen them argue. We've seen them hug. We've seen them embrace. We are currently seeing them raise three wonderful children. They are the Millers.
Hello.
And to my right, I guess newlywed would be kind of appropriate.
It's a year and a half.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why Lana dumbed herself down to marry a guy who should blow a hobo.
Great question.
Kidding. They're a wonderful couple. I love watching them. Do what they do. It's amazing watching two people who are hoping that go for everyone's dreams, go for each other's dreams, and still love each other despite the fact sometimes they don't see each other. But it's also amazing because they still come together and they love and they hug and they kiss. I'm sure trying to figure out that how Ken is an emotional person. Ladies and gentlemen, E and Mr. Jones.
There you go.
Before we get into that, so E and Mr. Jones, how long have you guys been together?
8 years and some change.
8 years and some change?
Yeah.
And Millers?
Oh, you better get this
right. We're going on 20 years.
22.
Nice.
Mm. 21.
21?
22.
Jesus.
Final answer. Final answer?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
You go, lifeline.
It depends on where the start actually, who defines where that actually began, because it's
the wife.
Sketchy.
Oh, right.
Sketchy.
I was saying how long we knew each other.
Uh-huh. 22 is how long we've known each other.
Oh.
Yeah,
huh.
So it's 20, 21.
We also have another veteran in here, married longer than me and my wife. We got
who you talking about?
Super Woke, and she's in the corner who's not being filmed.
Yeah, we have a wonderful new studio audience of three. Right, it's awesome. We're coming up.
Shout out to the amazing photographer, the Magic Man.
Yeah.
Travis, his lovely wife Lydia, who helped me with this last minute, which was great. She's like, can I come too? I'm like, yes, please. Help me with these women. I don't know how to deal with them.
That's
she likes fun.
We have studio lights in here and all kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
Huh? How long have you and Maria been married? 3 years.
3 years?
How long have you guys been together? 11.
11. All right. Yeah,
we've been married. How long have we been married?
That could be a question.
See, there you go. See? Smart man.
That's how I get out of not knowing that.
All right,
there's so much to learn.
And that's why they've been married for 20 to 22 years.
We've been together for 20 years. That's what I'm trying to say.
2005, right?
Married
no, 2005.
Five.
I want you guys to know that you guys are doing great.
Thanks.
Starting off strong.
Thank
you. I'm confident. I'm going with the Millers.
Wow. You're going to go with the Millers?
Wow. I'm going with the Millers.
Wow. Right,
no fits. No fits. No fits. I'm just saying, I like you guys. I like the tough,
that's fine.
The tough hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Go Jumbos.
Go Jumbos.
I'm going with the Millers. I like their energy.
I'm going to go with the Millers too.
Yeah.
Oh! Whoa! Well, I guess we'll just leave then.
But, to be a contrarian, I'm going to go with E and Mr. Jones.
I'm going with the Jones.
I think they still, I'm going to tell you that they still care.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
go with them.
It's too late to apologize.
Uh-huh.
right. So the way we're going to play this out is I asked each of the, well, excuse me, Lydia asked the ladies 7 questions and I asked the gentlemen 7 questions. And each question has to be how they would think their significant other would respond to this question, the questions at hand. I just want to put out a disclaimer that the Old Man Way Show is not responsible for any divorces that may happen after this goes on. So,
regardless, it should all be hilarious.
Absolutely, it's great content.
Yes.
Great. So,
really quick, my thoughts are my own and not reflective of Tufts University or Tufts University football.
All right,
we're gonna edit all that shit out. Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna give it ladies' choice. Do you guys want to answer the guys' questions first, or do you want them to answer your questions first?
I don't really care. I want them to answer our questions.
The guys' question, the girls' question.
Sit back and be
Yep.
You guys are up.
On the spot.
Wow, y'all really suckered out on that. I'm just saying. Oh, man.
I should do 1-1.
We can do 1-1 since Lydia did that. Probably would have made more sense if I kept a scorecard because, you know, my anybody who listens to the Old Man Way Show, they know my scoring system is phenomenal.
Yeah, I was kind of curious how that worked last time.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
like,
it seemed like it
did. What's your understanding of the quantum physics, Pythagorean theorem, and other phenomena?
Those do not.
I just told you when I graduated. It's not high.
Well, until you can answer those questions, don't worry about the scores.
All right, your PEMDAS.
That's also involved. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so, Superwoke.
Yo.
So I'm going to need you to read out the questions.
I will. Do I have to read your handwriting?
Yeah, but that's not a good idea.
I already read them. Do you want me to read them out?
Yeah. How would we do that? Lydia, over here, my fancy special helper.
I went to school in the inner city. My reading's not too good.
So I'll take notes and I'll drag it down. So I have the answers. Lydia has the questions. So Lydia, give them the guys the first question.
All right, question 1. If your spouse was in prison, what did she do?
Who's this go to first?
We're going to go with the Millers first.
Uh-huh. That's so easy. If she was in prison, what did she do?
Yes.
She murdered me. Give me the points.
So easy. I'm sorry, but no.
Close.
Ian, Mr. Jones. So, Alana.
Mm-hmm. You need to do better.
You don't want to know what my answer was?
No, I guess they're going to reveal it.
If Alana was in prison, what did she do? Oh, shit. She robbed a bank by the moonlight with some dude from her OKCupid profile.
Yo, that's mad specific.
Oh, boy.
It makes sense to her.
Wait. Pause.
She's like, it does?
Pause.
I don't know.
All right. I hope you're right.
I'm not.
If you're wrong, you're going to hate the fact that you were so specific. She was, but
now I have ideas.
Yeah, like, she got damn. Time to search OKCupid tonight.
No. So the story is, when we first started dating, she had just got on OKCupid. Mm-hmm. Some dude had sent her a message right before I did, I guess, and was like, if you and I got together, I'd take you on a date and we'd rob a bank by the moonlight in my,
1976 Thunderbird.
Yeah, Thunderbird, and we count the money by a burning oil refinery, some shit like
that. Oh, no, I'm going to be sad if you're
my mom. Question is, how'd you end up with him, then?
That's I have told her a million times she should have gone out with that guy.
Men are all tough.
No, it's true.
So, fun fact, you guys are both wrong.
Yay!
Civil disobedience.
We're going
strong. So active civil disobedience.
I said chewing somebody up.
Verbal assault.
So the Miller's answer would be?
Verbal assault.
Okay.
And
the Joneses?
I couldn't wait to read this. She's too good to go. She's too good for prison. / kidnap a child in need.
What?
Kidnap a child in need.
In need, though, to take care of.
Not kidnap. Yeah, it's not really kidnap. No,
you're too good for prison. All right, moving on.
Done.
70% of prisoners say that very thing.
I can see you. Oh my God. Stabby murdery.
Can't get me to that point, though. Stabby murdery.
Here's a question.
All right, the studio audience. Go right ahead.
It was not really a question. It's more like a statement. But it's like, so where I thought you was going with that is in you're too good for prison. Like, you just go out in a blaze of glory. Like, just take me.
Yo, I feel like I'm
gangsta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, oh,
she's going out like Cleo.
Right, you know? Like, let's go and set it off.
Set it up, yeah.
Like, it was pretty awesome.
Yo, I'm picturing the box braids.
You see what I'm
saying?
Right? Right?
The black tank top. Yeah.
But this is actually
Queen
Latifah, right?
Scar. Okay, yeah, all right.
I love that. That was just my image.
Can that be the answer? Can we like make it? I want that to be the answer.
Can we add teardrop tattoos?
I like it. So, okay, so where are we at right now in the status of the game? Are the Millers winning?
Yeah, the Millers are winning by 3.
What?
Great. That makes sense.
Feel like
murderous
right now.
Murder, stabby.
Good job, Millers.
Stabby, yeah. Murdery. So, first question for the guys. No, for the ladies' answer.
Yes.
I will do anything for love, but I won't do blank.
So we're going
so
with
this is what your husband what? Would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do blank.
Let's go with the Joneses.
Oh,
go with the Joneses first?
You wouldn't.
Was it a Meatloaf song? Yeah, I did the same thing.
Is it obvious?
No, none of that. No hints.
God, you wouldn't, like, be with my mother alone for an extended period of time.
So far off, but so correct at the same time.
Ooh, so close, get so far all at once.
That is somehow
that's true, though, right?
It's true, but no, that's not my answer.
When you say love, this is a really unfair question because I feel like Chris would do anything.
The Millers are now tackling this question.
Pretty much. Right?
Judging by his face,
I'm regretting that. She's saying, like, nice stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Deep thought.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Yep. You would do. I would do anything for love.
You remember, like I'm depending on you winning this.
It would have to be something to do with. Needles.
Needles. Is that a specific enough answer?
I won't
like needle
heroin.
Point.
Like she. That's all. Like,
I
want
to be drugs together.
Heroin. I wasn't talking about drugs. You.
I'm just
you,
saying.
You have a hard
like
time
that.
With medical sewing. Stuff.
Oh so God. The full gamut of needles from
yes.
from
sewing from embroidery to heroin.
To heroin.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm. See, I'm feeling even more confident
it
about
it. But that is
so
a valid answer. I know maybe it's not the correct one, but that's a valid answer.
So
if
I agree.
You had to put a needle into something, anything, would you be able to?
I would do that for you, absolutely.
For what?
For love.
Good answer.
You're look at your posture right now. Stop.
I mean, some people might do heroin for life.
I'm like anticipating him revealing, so we're not going to be pretty.
Okay,
oh, this is
going
to be absolutely. I'm feeling like we're all going to go 0 for 0.
Yes.
No.
That is Discord's on the board.
No, yeah.
What are you talking about? We're winning.
We're going to win 3. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure how.
So, don't worry about the punches.
You're showing my answers, Mark. Don't show my answers.
Oh, sorry. Show me your answers. So the middle is up by three.
Excellent.
So, Lana, and this is actually kind of sweet considering that I know the two of you. He said you would do anything for love, but he won't give up his dreams.
Oh, that is true. Oh,
yeah. You probably should
have.
I should have known that.
Now, Chris.
Audience.
Our studio audience is failing at their job.
So
let me just add.
Oh,
so
right.
Cue
cards.
Cue cards.
I know.
Yeah. You're right. We're not professional.
Anybody who knows the Meatloaf song, sing it with me. But stop when it goes. But so when I say but, everyone else stop singing. Okay. I will do anything for love, but I won't listen to her.
Listen, we're supposed to be playing this game anticipating what the other person might say.
Fair.
My answer was actually...
Fair.
Yeah, you actually understand the answer to that question. See, she understands.
I understand. I was thinking today about things that you hate, and I was thinking, like, where's your line? Because you really don't have a line, Chris. You don't.
Did you carry the two?
I'm just saying, next time, maybe listen to the question.
So okay. I'm going to give Mr. Jones 4 points for that.
Yeah. That's a 4 point. That's a 4 point.
It's a 4 point only for the reference.
Oh, I can make sense.
And the hilarious story with it.
I have no argument.
But unfortunately, you were supposed to get that right in there, so you're actually going to get -2 on that.
Yeah.
The military actually got 5 points for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you're winning 8-2.
This is
great. Wait. Did you carry the 5, though?
I carried the 5.
Because I think we should give the Joneses at least a 1.
No. I'm fine with the score as it is.
No. Add a 1. I was going to say add a 1, but you don't want to add a 1.
It's okay. It's okay.
Then give them a +1. You know,
right. I'm going to give it back to my lovely assistant, Lydia.
All right, gentlemen. What fruit or vegetable would your wife say looks the most sexual?
Face, I love it.
What's the most sexual?
You're so expressive, dude.
Did anybody else get your
camera? Am I answering first?
Yes.
It's oh, shit. Good.
Look at you, yeah.
It's power now.
Zucchini. I don't know.
Zucchini? Yo, no. What?
Bro. Eggplant, zucchini, banana.
Dude, why didn't you say eggplant, bro?
He said one.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Banana.
Yeah. No.
I'll give it to him. I'm gonna give him that one.
Because it's like
they're all phallus.
Wait, did you say zucchini?
Yeah, you don't even eat zucchini. Eat banana.
I'm judging you by that answer.
You know that zucchini?
Yeah, but where's the zucchini emoji?
Give it
another week.
I will have a zucchini emoji.
Yeah, after this episode.
All right. It's too skinny to be like a popular emoji. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You need the girl,
Chris.
Yeah.
Being gorgeous.
I don't even know how to say this, and I have no idea what it looks like.
Oh Jesus!
Hold on. I bet you I know what he's about to say. Hold on. Dragon fruit? No. I know what that. Yeah. Oh my God! That's exactly what I put right there. It's kumquat.
But if she didn't say hickamy, we got issues.
Hickamy? Oh, hickamy is funny.
I don't know what it looks like.
A jicamas?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Why would I say a jicamas?
Because that's the only fruit or vegetable. It's come up like numerous times this week.
But there's nothing sexual about it.
How has jicama come up numerous times in a week?
And it's the first, in my 34 years of life, it's the first time I've heard that word.
It was mine too. Okay. That's why it should be resonating in her mind.
I love it very
and be
much
her answer.
But how has that come up multiple times in a week?
Because this question was referring to what fruit or vegetable do you find sexual?
It doesn't matter.
Not what fruit or vegetable
have
did
you
your child talk
before?
About all week. Because now it's creepy and weird.
Your children are woke as fuck.
So when you...
This is what my kid came home the other day and was like, I want... Because there's this whole thing, because nobody wants to eat anything. And like, I'm an Italian and food is love. And it's killing me that nobody's eating anything. And so... There's
oh,
this whole, like,
you gotta try
one new food a week. And this week, Mason came home and said, I want jicama. And I was like, dude, where have you even... How do I even prepare it? I don't even...
It's
fine. Okay, let's do it. Right.
It's actually really good.
It's a root vegetable. It's delicious. It's fine.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like you prepare it with quinoa.
Yes.
And
you could.
Avocado toast.
It actually goes very well with avocado.
Everything goes well with avocado.
True.
That's not true. That's very true.
Sorry, that's not the answer I gave.
You ever had Rice Krispies and avocado?
Son of a bitch.
What? Well,
why have you?
No, because I'm not a sociopath.
You don't even smell baby.
Wait, you have milk?
Sorry, Carrie and Mark's life.
You're not even a stoner. You
should understand that.
So luckily, Ian and Mr. Jones got the double point question they needed to get, so now they have 10 points.
I get that.
So they have 10 points.
Guys, Millers.
I like cucumbers.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, the problem is, this is also the creative question, and they got jicama, so they got 13 points.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. I was so
you were disapproving.
I thought I didn't even have to look at you.
I was so confused
with
this mathematical
equation. Yo, this is
kind of
racist. That's all right.
It is kind of racist.
Might be.
It is kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm a dog. I don't see color.
Trump would love this episode.
So, Ms. Vanna. Ms. Vanna White.
Associated with that orange clown, please.
I love y'all, man.
Who is their celebrity crush?
Rosario Dawson.
Oh, damn it!
Meghan Markle?
Damn it!
Wait, that wasn't your answer?
I have the
shit.
No, he said.
Damn it! The best part about it was he changed it from Rosario Dawson.
That was his number one.
That was the funny part.
Damn
he
it.
Changed it from Rosario Dawson. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no, I didn't say this to you, but I was like, there's no way she doesn't go Rosario Dawson immediately. And you changed it.
I changed it because I thought you would go with more recent.
Meghan Markle?
More recent.
Michelle Wolf.
I thought you would go with Michelle Wolf. Ah.
Who's Michelle Wolf?
Yeah,
comedian.
Question from our studio audience.
She's like, she did the White House Correspondents Center. She's weirdly attractive.
She talks like this
from the Daily Show.
All the time.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Would you
I don't
like
know
the
why.
Talking?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
We went to a show the other night.
Yeah.
And the girl next to me was like this the whole.
Her voice
time.
Is terrible.
It's
no,
but
there's something about her.
Yes,
there's something about her. You're
like,
right.
You know,
you're right. You're right.
She's like young and old all at once.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That's
no, she looks like, if you look at her face, it's like, wow, you're probably like early 30s, but you look like early.
Wow, dude, you just like throw me out of the. No.
No.
But
I think Flo,
I think Flo
from Progressive could get it.
Oh,
well that's
oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah, I would beat that.
There's like
that's
a whole bunch of fanfic about that, I heard.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole bunch of like fanfic.
You know what it is? I don't give a fuck. She looks like she should be in like a 1930s, like. Work for the war effort poster, right? You know,
yeah.
You know,
you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. It's like the hair.
Can you Photoshop that?
I will Photoshop the shit out of that.
Okay. I put that on the list. Photoshop, Michelle Wolf.
I
can do
really
it.
Thought you were gonna.
But then make sure when we do it, we tag
you 100%. Right. Mm-hmm. That's
I was 100% right on every single of his top three celebrity crushes.
Yes.
So we
and for the record,
kind of
Michelle Wolf could get it. I'm just throwing.
Yeah,
it
no,
out.
And the thing is, she's not classically.
Right?
She's not.
Yeah.
And she's funny.
I know. Yeah,
she's really.
I hate the term classically beautiful because I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But you would say people would say she's not classically beautiful, but if you hear her talk,
she looks like she'd be great in bed too.
I don't want my wife to smack me in the face because she's standing.
Yeah.
And by proxy, I am right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know my wife.
I'm only allowed to say that about Rihanna.
You guys know my wife, so she would just be like, she'd look at me weird and go, yeah, I can see it.
Uh-huh.
All right,
my turn.
Did we get off the rails?
Yes.
Enough?
Yeah.
So it's your turn.
So, very specific, I'm going to go with Rihanna, but particularly from Chirani episodes of Saturday Night Live.
Bitch better have my money.
Hey, man, what you want?
I love my little Dejan princess.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Good taste.
Mm-hmm. I think I chose it right.
So here's the thing. So the Millers get points for getting that question right.
Mm-hmm.
Not as many points,
specific?
Though.
Specifically said Rihanna.
I know, but he says Rihanna.
He might have sung.
I didn't. No, I didn't say when. That's good though.
But Rihanna's is mine, so I feel like we should deduct points. Like
yeah, he's right. So I got to deduct the 13 points that I gave
you.
Because
you're in competition.
Yeah.
Both of you have a solid chance. I believe in you.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm selfish.
I love the fact that she says it with such sincerity and
intention. Great joke about having a chance, Michelle Wolf. Because we went to see her do stand-up.
Oh, that must be weird. Yeah, you're actually in the same room.
You really do like Michelle Wolf.
She's really good.
She is great.
But she did a whole joke about, you know, guys in there, or, you know, women's top list, and, like, you know, if freaking Ryan Gosling walked in a room, he'd be like, you! And most girls would be able to fucking be like, yeah, I bang Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a dude, like, I'm some fucking schlubby piece of shit.
You're pretty hot. You got the baldy beardy going. Come on.
Fuck you.
I think you should have taken your shot that night.
Well, my thing is, if Rihanna walked into a room, what are the chances she's gonna fuck me? Very, very slim.
Only because you're slim. That's the only reason why. She's more likely to fuck me or Javi because we're fat. Well, I'm fat and Javi's plump.
But I smoke weed, so I think I have a higher chance.
Dudes.
Agreed.
Who doesn't like big guys?
Exactly, we're in.
Alright, I'm just saying. But
that should be your line. Like, what are the chances that you'd fuck me? I think that's your best shot. That's your only shot. Sorry.
So back to the
that
couples
like
episode.
A challenge, and then she'll take it.
You know?
So you wanna beat the odds?
Yeah.
Everyone in here is thinking.
Oh shit.
We're all rude boys here. Okay, next question.
Next question.
It's like good in the lot.
Next question.
Alright, gentlemen, which celebrity would your spouse like to knock the fuck out?
Mm.
And not Fuckboy 45.
So
who the hell is Fuckboy 45?
Trunk.
Oh,
he will not be named.
Chris, you go up first. Chris, you're first.
That sucks. Because I'm supposed to know that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be completely honest here. Considering that we're asking Laura this question, it could be one of like
thousands. It was real hard to choose.
So can you just give me the exact language one more time? And I'll just throw it out there.
Okay. What celebrity would she like to knock the fuck out?
Tom Cruise.
Hmm. Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah! We have a winner.
What? Wow. Wow. I don't think that's awesome.
Solid! That wow. Right there!
Holy shit.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But can we give them lots of points?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those 20 or 21 or 22 uh-huh. years have
yes.
paid off.
Yes. We would have to race to that, though.
Right, we would have a race to it. You'd get out of the fucking
So as someone who...
I'm going to give them 13 points back. That's impressive.
That's valid.
Funny story. That before we started recording this, we found out that one of our gentlemen guests,
oh,
his male crush is Tom Cruise.
Not a crush.
I like him as an actor. You know what I mean?
You
he
liter-
just really wants to hang out.
You literally say that you want to kiss Tom Cruise in the mouth on the same couch that almost ruined his career on Oprah.
I was going to throw it out there. Mission Impossible 1 and Vanilla Sky are the shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. He's a great actor.
Vanilla
yeah,
Sky is like...
Go
so wait. Do you want to punch 10. Him before or after the rebrand? Because he's actually come back pretty
oh,
strong.
There's no comeback. I'm going to kick him right in the fucking face.
And
she's athletic, so she actually could lean back and like wrestling kick him right now.
You heard that first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Tom Cruise.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
So, celebrity...
This one makes so much fucking sense, by the way.
It does, but not to him, my son.
Oh, shit. This is great.
Oh, wow. I lost, look at you. Install it, like...
Kayla just got her first
prank phone call.
Oh, good. So they're all...
So we're thinking, you know, really.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Charles, the gears are going. What celebrity would your wife want to knock out?
No, excuse me, knock the fuck out.
Knock the fuck out, specifically.
Well, they're thinking.
It's like different levels of out.
She means, what celebrity would you like to knock the fuck out?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard question.
As she sips her beers.
She's also thinking.
It's a hard one.
While she's thinking.
Can I just say Rihanna just because he likes her?
Girl. I knew that was coming.
Oh,
I knew that was coming.
Yep.
I saw that coming. Rihanna because he wants
oh,
Rihanna. Her. Maria hates Rosario Dawson.
See, so she'll knock her out too. See, it comes out.
All right, let's hit the show.
Really?
All right, everybody go. All
right, all right. All right.
I'm going to throw out R. Kelly.
No.
Oh, Same choice.
Give him some points for
same
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
valid.
It's like, actually, I'm going to give you points just because I'm mad you, Lana,
mm-hmm.
didn't say
no.
that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm mad at myself
so who'd
right
you
now.
Say? Wait, I got
you're going to hate me.
She's a reality TV star.
What?
She's a reality TV star.
The most famous one.
No one knows what she does, but for some reason she's popular.
Dude, I have no idea.
She's married to a douchebag.
I have no idea.
Who wears a red hat?
Did she faint recently?
That would be my not.
She fainted?
Yeah.
Which one?
You love that show.
I know, and I fucking hate her.
Kim
and
Kardashian.
I can't stop.
There's no chance I was gonna get that right.
I know.
I'm taking 10 points away because, like, for Lana, because
I'm really disappointed in myself.
You should be.
I should.
Shame.
Walk away.
You love the show, though.
It was not for, in her defense, mm-hmm. it was not a gut reaction. Mm-hmm. We had to pass and come back to
yeah.
it because
she had to try
hard. Think about it.
Yeah.
All
right. I think the world would be a better place without Kim K.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you watch on TV?
I have no idea.
Tough football. We're not on TV, but that's okay.
On my computer.
Lydia.
All right. Ladies, where do your gentlemen, where do they want to go more than anything?
I did not answer that question.
Is this a physical place or like
no,
metaphorically?
They're answering this.
We were asked that question.
You were?
Worded like that.
You were?
That's you were. It says, where do they want to go more than anything? That's what it says. So I don't know how Mark asked.
Oh, fuck
it.
You guys can both answer the question then. Fuck it. I answered it. Okay. Then you both will answer the question.
I just, no, it's...
No,
I just want to clarify.
I
answered the question in my head. It's all good. Proceed.
Mm-hmm.
As you were.
Did you not write that?
You're answering, you know, you're asking the woman one. You're answering
mm-hmm.
it wrong.
No, she's
okay.
not asking it wrong. Chris
no.
did not understand.
No, you're right. No, no, you're answering the question.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it wrong.
But he's saying he never answered it in the other room.
Oh, shit, you did.
I'm just saying I don't remember the word more than anything in the world part. It's not a big deal.
I feel like
you
did,
edit
though.
This.
You're sure no, you did answer the
question. I'm
you
sure you asked the question.
You did answer the question.
Saying,
I remember the answer. I remember the answer now. Yeah, you did answer the question.
This is standard
okay.
in the Miller household.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lost.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
So okay. I get.
Why don't
so
you guys go first?
Are the Millers still winning?
they're realistically, or do you want the mark score?
I want the only score that matters, the mark score.
I'm not doing math on that.
a lot of numbers.
So we'll say that E and Mr. Jones are winning right now.
You could have just told me that they're winning.
Huh?
And it wouldn't matter. That would have felt good.
But you gotta remember, I have money on them, so they're winning.
Alright. So what's the next
question? Where would he want to go?
Where do
more
I
want to
go more than anywhere else?
More than anywhere else?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is it a specific place, or is it just like...
Okay. Yeah, it's...
I would say anywhere but here... Specifically, California.
Oh,
don't tell me you changed the answer.
No, no. Don't answer. Don't. You can't. Don't answer. Laura.
I love that.
Of all the places. Wait, you guys, question again, because I.
Where does he want to go more than anything?
Well, I'm thinking of an activity rather than a location. I'm gonna go with you swimming with. Dolphins or sharks or whales or some sort of sea man, something in the ocean.
From his from the way his facial expression,
like
I feel like the answer is absolutely right. Like, feel very confident in your knowledge that he wants to swim with dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
well, he does.
No, I do. That's fine.
All right. All right. Hopefully, this works out the way I want it to.
Uh-huh.
What happens when you? It doesn't work out the way I want it to.
You don't
have that on Spotify? Huh?
You don't have that on Spotify?
I have it on iTunes, actually.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
You know what I'm doing. All right, and...
We'll fix it in post.
Don't look, Laura. Don't look, Laura.
It's literally the greatest song of all time.
It's not 5 seconds, Mark. Oh, shit, I got it on my 10.
Your answer was Africa?
So, yes. So to clarify.
Like, where in Africa? It's a really...
You're
going to
feel really...
Continent.
Listen, the less you say is
okay.
Probably going
to be
better.
He just wants to go down.
So, to defend myself, we talk about, you know, because this ship we live in...
We were talking about this morning.
This ship we live in is sinking real fast. And we were musing this morning about the fact that somehow we've left that continent out of the discussion. And that might be a best idea. Because everyone's going to be like, oh, we'll head south to Brazil when all the ship goes down. But
you're
no,
right.
Let's try.
You're right. We're going
think
to Zambia.
Ahead.
Right.
Go a little earlier.
Friggin' said Zambia.
Yeah, Zambia would have been the exact answer if I was getting specific.
Fair.
Okay.
You know what? To be fair to me, stop throwing the, I didn't answer the question the way you ask it, because then my brain starts thinking about other things about how you're going
to
do it. Like,
me,
just like, let me
don't
accept
ask me to
the
change
question.
Who I am.
Baby, you are wearing a unicorn t-shirt that has a cat riding it with sunglasses and a cowboy hat and boots. And I bought it for
you.
Like, I believe I am letting you be who you are.
Yes.
So, where does Shanice want to go more than anywhere else in the world?
Fiji?
Yes.
I mean, not anywhere else in the world, but that's a good start.
Yeah, so
wasn't a bullseye, but it was like on the.
I mean, that's a good idea.
So after I crushed that answer, right? Because you know, type of husband I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I crushed it, right? Millers.
Yes.
I need you guys to acknowledge that you love each other.
Oh, are you worried?
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried.
I'm worried, man. I got money on the line here. I need you.
So
I need you guys to get together.
My answer was the Caribbean.
I was gonna say that.
He wants to be Jack Sparrow with rum.
Oh shit!
I would love to be a fucking pirate.
This is
the
tale.
But it's more than two.
Captain Jack Sparrow. You're not wrong.
But have y'all never heard of French Polynesia?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's
I would
right.
Love to
that is number one.
Dude, I would love to go anywhere to smell this.
Fantastic.
So you're not talking about travel, right?
French
Polynesia. You're talking about travel. He's thinking about
Bora Bora, Moorea.
Because. How stupid is it to think about travel
because I
when
right.
actually the world's,
the world's gonna
end? So.
Right.
I see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
I answered the question first. I was like, oh, I'm thinking of travel.
Are we going with the premise that the world's ending on this? Or is it
just... No, it just is.
Oh, okay. It is.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
right.
That's just what's happening, actually.
Most people aren't going
but
with
I agree that. Where his head is at and that the world is fucked.
I'm just gonna throw it out there that, I'm gonna move to Switzerland and become a bouncer because no one in that place is gonna fuck with a big black guy.
Except ice, like
except for the
100 feet of it.
Yeah,
you know
they're
under
a glacier, but
yeah, have fun
right
on there.
Right.
And their favorite thing is to listen to like
the first
crazy
death metal.
Rock
death
metal.
Sukaras love Swedish death metal.
Death metal fans aren't going to be afraid of me,
huh?
Bro, they got Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, they have literal Thor. Yeah.
I'm the god of thunder. Fuck them.
They have literal god of thunder. That
me! That's me! He is me, and I am him.
Yo, did you hear they're actually erecting the first temple to the Norse gods?
Yes.
Of course I know that. Oh, I know that from you, I think.
Hundreds of years.
I've read that article.
Yes, I know that.
Isn't that insane?
Yes, and I'm going to go.
Now it makes sense.
We're going to go?
Yeah,
that sounds fucking sick.
Yeah.
She says no.
First temple.
What?
Years.
She says
oh, dude's trip?
Oh, Ireland. Ireland is the second runner-up that she's hot for Irish guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's very so, I keep her away from anybody.
I don't know. What about Irish guys?
The accent.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's a good question before we get into that. We take a little break. What accent do you guys find the sexiest? I have a weird I have a weird one. I have a really weird one, too. Russian.
Really? I can see that.
Why is that weird? That, you probably also like dominatrix stuff. Think about it.
I mean, I don't. I've been slapped and punched during sex, and I wasn't mad.
Stop with all the kissing and get to it,
dude. I don't know why, but I love the British Cockney accent.
Like, I'm with you. My answer too.
White trash British accent. I love it. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Mark, Cockney. Speaking of Russian accent, you have to watch Trevor Noah. Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah.
He does a whole thing.
I was just about to say, I'm into South African based on Trevor Noah.
That bit, this is a Trevor Noah retrospective, that bit that he did about the safari in the French film.
Yeah.
Was probably one of the funniest moments in the I've ever heard.
I don't think
he's
funny.
You don't? You should read his book. It made me love him even more.
I think he's
just watch the Russia bit.
We're talking about Trevor
Noah. I can't watch the Russian bit because I kind of feel like I could fuck Trevor Noah, so I don't want to look at him as here.
He is pretty. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, like he's a pretty man. Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. He's not funny. Like he's marginally attractive.
Marginally attractive?
He can pretty much do anything.
He's kind of hot.
That's how I feel.
Hey, old man.
I feel like it took a while.
That's my favorite.
I was like, oh.
Oh, God. What's your favorite accent?
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Bronx Bodega.
Like Rosie Perez?
Rosie fucking Perez.
She is.
Yes.
Cardi B.
Give me some. Because Rosie Perez is still bad.
Rosie Perez from White Man Can't Jump?
Yes,
oh, my God.
White Man Can't Jump. What's
when she's on Jeopardy. With that scene right there.
Akeesh. History for 5,000, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Wahaw.
Yes. I love Spanish, but with the lisp.
Mm-hmm. Like Antonio Banderas.
In Espanol.
Mm-hmm.
They speak with the lisp.
In Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And my wife's accent. That's my favorite.
I think he needs points.
Being smart.
You know? That elite college degree, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's being used. So
it was definitely
I love how you call it Northeastern elite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's elite now. Right? When I went, it wasn't elite. When I went, I got it.
Yes.
So it's not elite.
I can't.
So.
I'm pretty high school. I'm sorry, I'm giving hobby points for Bronx Bodega because that shit is hysterical.
Yeah. I get points? Oh, nice.
That's good.
Not even playing. Hell, yo, if you don't leave the old man Way Show with points in something.
You put on pants.
You suck
at
those. Hey, Millers.
Sorry.
What's going on over there?
Sorry, we're on like a right. show with. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry about that.
So, Lydia,
we're talking about pants.
What have you got next?
All right, gentlemen, what's something your wife does that makes you ecstatic?
Ooh. Ecstatic even. Yeah. Shit. Yo, who came up with that question?
go with your instincts.
Oh, God.
Go with your instincts.
Oh, am I answering first?
Yep. Yeah, yes, you are.
Go with your instincts. Trust me on this one. Use the force.
The one thing I do.
The one thing you do a lot
I do a lot of things,
really
but
happy.
There's one thing.
Lick my balls.
Holy cow.
Is
that
one
there?
That's right. I'm kind of going to give it to you. It's obviously blowjobs, obviously.
It's all. That counts. I go everywhere.
What guy doesn't like a blowjob?
I didn't.
All right. Pause. So, because it created quite an uproar, that answer, but I want the audience to know that the answer was fellate his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That was the answer.
Uh-huh.
No, blowjobs obviously.
He's just clarifying.
She said blowjobs obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but yes, in specific,
mm-hmm.
ball licking, sucking, all those things.
Look at the ball licking.
It's
bro.
You just You have to like it. You just have to like it.
You like it. You like it.
It might not be your thing. If it isn't your thing, it's not your thing. It's my thing.
I'm not bald looking shaming you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't kink shame here.
We kink shame here. But I'm not kink shaming
you. You guys do not kink shame here. After hearing some of your old episodes, you guys do not kick shit.
We're talking.
Have I brought Futanari on the show yet?
What?
Futanari?
I don't know what that is.
Moving on. So
don't Google search it.
No, Google search it.
I don't want to Google search it. Oh.
So, Chris.
So I understand that ecstatic would elicit maybe a word like ecstasy in most people, but I didn't take that as a sexual question at all. Mm-hmm. Points for that, please. Mm-hmm. And it's gotta be something stupid and like, you know, householdy.
I love her face right now.
So we live in a frat house. We have poor Laura lives with four boys, me and our three sons. So they just fall asleep wherever. We just let them. Floor beds. So usually my job is to move kids from our bed to their bed so we may bed. And every once in a while there's no kid in the bed when I get there because she's done that. I'm like, oh my god, I'm ecstatic. Move the kids. Final answer.
So close.
Really? You know what's funny? Kind of want to give the point
me
for
too.
That.
Oh my god.
I kind of want to give a point for that considering the answer. And for two reasons. One, because technically it's an answer. And two, he said it 8 times, and then almost didn't. And then you talked yourself out of it. Take out the trash. You talked yourself out of it.
When I moved those barrels to the end of the driveway.
Oh my god, you're absolutely right. No, when you said take out the trash, didn't because that's
you were thinking
like,
about
that
taking
but no, the barrel's out. Yeah, that would just.
It's just what I'm talking. That's so. Good. Well, I give second one point.
That's a good
point
answer.
Taking out the trash is like number one aphrodisiac in a marriage.
Let me tell you what.
It's like the only thing I do, so.
Let me
to be fair, it's literally the only thing.
Being a man is easy.
So, for Maria, she hates going back there because we have to go past like the boil room and all that to get to the trash cans. And if you're there in the dark, it looks like a demon room. So.
Scary.
So, studio audience. The most beautiful studio audience of all time.
Oh, yes, exactly.
What makes you ecstatic?
Dishes. Main sink.
Dishes. It was just the way you said it. Like, with such a dish.
Without being asked. Yeah. Listen.
Just do it.
And then you just get there and it's magic. You're like, what's the dishes?
Right? Yo, that happened the other day.
It sure did.
He did it too.
She looked at me like it was,
and I was like
it was our wedding day.
I was waiting for him to come home. I was sitting on the couch. And I'm like, hey, you wash the dishes? He was like, yeah. Why? I was like,
I called you by your wrong name. Magic Man. What makes you ecstatic?
Oh, and Lydia? What, for Lydia?
Yes.
I don't know. Her being happy.
Aww.
They win.
You get points too.
Happy y'all aren't.
You get points too. Lydia, what makes you happy? Which is funny considering you talk about him all the fucking time.
We don't have a dishwasher.
He's the dishwasher.
I need a dishwasher.
No, we don't have a dishwasher either.
A hot dinner and the kid's already in bed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I can eat a hot dinner and the kids are already in bed, that's just, it makes my day.
Does everybody here have
we're
kids?
Lame.
No, don't put that evil on me. I know you don't, but everybody
so many
kids.
Children. I have so enough for many. All of you. So.
Kids need things like water.
I could kidnap kids. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's why you go to prison, apparently. Yeah, actually, the person I was talking about is his cousin, one of my best friends, Amanda. She also has twins, which is hilarious, and she babysits like not for a living, but it's like she makes most of her money babysitting. Uh-huh. So next question, Lydia, what do we got?
Let's see here.
Oh yeah, this one should be funny.
What is your mate's superpower, or what would it be, or what would they want?
What would they want?
What's your mate's superpower, or what would they want?
So the question would be, I worded that terribly. Don't blame my assistant for that. So Lydia and Lana, the question would be, what superpower would your husband pick?
Fine.
Oh, shit. All right.
Like, you people don't talk about this all the time?
Okay.
Like, I don't even have to look at them.
I'm correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
And you got the Superman thing going?
I wouldn't need the unicorn as much.
Oh, come on. Oh.
No, don't look at her. Don't look at her.
Oh, no. I'm going to get it wrong.
You know exactly what it is, too.
What superpower you'd want?
You know exactly what it is.
And I'm not picky at this point. Literally what I want to be. No hints.
Sorry.
It's still not helping.
Yeah,
no. My palms are sweating. I'm so nervous. Shoot!
More pressure's only in there.
Can I ask for one...
Depends on what the hint is.
Hint? Like, is this like a Marvel superhero power?
Can't answer that question.
I'll give you a hint.
No hints.
Okay. Damn. Sure? It's a good hint.
No, because this... Like, even I know this.
Oh no! It's not fair. It's not fair. Wait, erase your brain.
I'll give you a hint. He was in a movie.
That's a terrible hint. All right,
I'll give you another hint. He was in a movie on a team.
That's a terrible hint.
On a what?
That's a terrible hint.
On a team?
That's a terrible hint.
Okay, you want to give her a hint?
Adventures?
No. Okay. I want to give her a hint. All right. Ask a question.
Ask a question.
What's
super
speed? Why not? I mean, I'm sad. That's my turn.
Kindly, he would like to be invisible.
I like to be telepathic, so you can hear the answer.
He wants to be the Flash.
Wait, I wasn't ready to answer yet. That's not fair.
I thought you gave me. You said you answered.
You said super speed, right?
No, I thought you answered.
No, I didn't. I was still thinking.
Well, somebody said
super speed. Wait, were you going to say Flash?
Okay,
so
that's his favorite superhero right now.
I'll give her a point for that. My fault. I'll give her a point because the
answers I would love to have.
It was either that or strength.
I would want to be the Flash.
The ability to blow a hobo.
You know what? You keep threatening me with that, but I don't see where the problem is.
Yeah.
Hobos need blowing too.
It's all I know.
And ball licking.
Fair.
In a duel for 7-Eleven gift cards. What do we got?
They have great taquitos.
All right, gentlemen. What is something taquitos that your wife never remembers
to do? Wait. What? All right,
here's a question. Guys, what is something that your wife never remembers to do?
How could I possibly think? I mean, I can't come up with a thing.
That's not again.
That's not helpful. Something that you never.
She does everything.
Do. It's hard when I do all the things.
Something you never remember to do. Let you do anything.
Doesn't work like that.
No, I know. Everything. Oh God.
Something that you. Never... I just got the answer to this.
I know I don't have your answer, but I have the answer.
Okay.
The militia are calling for this.
Close the bathroom door when I'm showering. Give me the money.
Oh, no.
But why do I need to remember to close the bathroom door when you're showering?
Because, no.
This is going to shed
no. When you come in or if you leave first.
No.
It's
no,
really.
No.
It's
wrong.
It's the only thing I can
you're
think
so
of.
You're so wrong. When you hear what the actual... Wait, can I tell him the actual answer now?
Not yet.
Okay.
Lana! Mm-hmm. I should do it like Chance to Speak.
He's going to be like, oh my God!
I think, you know what? Fuck that. Next time we do is like Family Feud. I'm like, Chance to Speak. No matter what, next time Jeff comes up, we'll do Family Feud.
I love that.
Should
I give a hint?
You need to wear a Steve Harvey suit, by the way. If you
no, there are no hints for this. There is no fucking way he gets this right. If you get this right, I'll give you 2 points.
Two whole points?
You never remember to turn off the fan in the bathroom when you take a shower.
Mm-hmm. But you're in the right
room. You're in the right room. Take the hair out of the shower drain.
Oh!
Can I ask you a question? How is that your job?
It's my job, but I forget or I don't get all of it.
I hate doing that.
And he leaves it there to wait for me to get the rest.
Why would
he
do
it? Which is fair.
I do it sometimes.
Yeah, so I would have given you 2 points if you would have got that one right.
We're in the same room, though.
You kind of were. It was the same room, so I'll definitely have to give you that.
Point five.
You never remember.
What do you forget to do, old man?
Huh?
What do you forget to do?
Where do you want me to start?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure every man has like a fucking long.
Oh yeah,
you don't know me.
That would not be a valid.
Looking at her face, I know you pretty damn well.
If I had to think of something that I don't do that Maria hates, the first thing off the top of my head would be to forget to take my meds. That's the first thing that pops in my head. Because Maria's in school and working, I've been doing a lot of cleaning, a lot of the dishes, and a lot of cooking. So that's not really a thing to be forgetting.
The typical like toilet seat stuff, you're good.
No. You know what's funny about this? I've said this a million times. When women complain about the toilet seat being up, I go, do you complain when the toilet lid seat is down?
That's a solid. Oh my god, I think we just broke some shit.
We have a response from the studio audience.
Studio audience, yeah.
Do I complain when the toilet seat is down? No,
the toilet seat lid.
Yeah, it's down? No, because I don't fall through it.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
You should have looked before you leak.
Inside. Why?
No, the difference is if you get up in the middle of the night and you're half asleep, you walk into the bathroom, you sit down.
Have you never done
you're
that?
You're sitting down on a solid seat.
Oh, no, I've actually done
It's way better to sit down on a solid seat than to walk into the bathroom and sit down on the toilet with,
not really.
With the seat up and your ass is now in the water.
Right.
Hold on, but we got to lift and aim.
You know what's funny about that is? I've never actually walked into the, I've never walked into a bathroom and then see the toilet lid down and just started peeing.
Well, because you're prone boys. To pick up the seat. Because
you face the toilet when you're peeing. We don't face the toilet when we're peeing.
You sit and pee?
Well, whose fault is that? No, what I'm just saying, let's whip my dick out and start peeing.
To sit?
No, you know where it is.
What the fuck? Do you not look when you're sitting down in a seat?
No, you know where it is. How do you think
and why
don't
you
know where to go to the bathroom?
They check.
They know where it is.
No, they check where. Yeah, they check.
You think they're bending over every time to see where the toilet is?
Yeah.
So?
No. They know where their house is, how it's laid out.
Exactly.
Look, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start fucking with blind people now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't forget anything. So. Mm-hmm.
Things
you give him the answer.
I love having the answers to these. Lips. Libya.
Did you answer the Millers? Give the answer?
Did you tell them what the answer was?
Oh, the Tooth Fairy.
I don't remember. Oh. Damn, good question.
Every time.
You know what's funny? That's one of the. Wow! I never would have thought about that.
We're making crazy narratives about the Tooth Fairy. She probably came and was like, I don't know. Like, it's horrible.
Can you imagine a drunk Tooth Fairy?
I mean, ours
the whole
is.
Thing is
yeah.
creepy.
Oh, it's very
the
creepy.
Whole thing. And our kids now, the Tooth Fairy.
No, our kids, I don't think they believe
show.
They're
they
just entertained by our,
yes,
like.
They do actually make horror movies about the Tooth Fairy.
I never got money from the Tooth Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Let them watch.
Because I was afraid of the Tooth Fairy.
But the one that
you should have been.
In
the
I was terrified about somebody
yeah.
coming into my
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Room.
Yes.
So
what
so
is
I
she doing?
What does she want?
No, this is actually
like she built a house.
Scary Tooth Fairy.
Oh, that one.
My 3-year-old.
She might live under a bridge in San Francisco.
She does.
Yeah.
You were saying.
My 3-year-old, if you ask him, what are you going to do when the Tooth Fairy comes? He goes, I'm going to kill him.
He did that. He actually did that. That was fucking hysterical.
Do you want
to
know what am I worst?
Don't have to worry about.
I want to meet him.
Complete with, like, the fist. Like, I'm going to
kill
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
good
yeah.
stock.
Yeah.
Because he's breaking into the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Shit.
Why has nobody just... Chris, before you go, I just want to point out that I don't think your kids believe in Santa, the Tooth Fairy, anything. I think they're just smart enough to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, totally. Exactly.
100%.
One of my biggest fears is that one of the children will someday open up a certain drawer and be like, Dad collects teeth in plastic bags and sex toys. I don't know.
But why do you keep the teeth?
Because I'm not, where am I going to do with them?
Throw
they're,
them
they're
away!
Right, yeah, well, that would be
oh,
a step that
okay,
probably
so,
bothers
I
her.
So
right.
I understand.
I
throw
them right away.
It's 1 a.m, I got work in 5 hours, just stick it in there.
Well, we got a new episode titled Teeth and Sex Toys.
I think
so,
you need Murray.
What's in your bedside drawer? I'll tell you that.
So I understand teeth. Based
and there's
on
like
the
old
fairy
passports too.
Yeah.
Oh,
but where do sex toys come from?
What's in
the
bedside
drawer?
So rather than go downstairs and throw them out in the trash to be dispose of the disgusting teeth that we've now paid our children for,
mm-hmm.
He slips them into this bedside drawer.
Next to the dildo.
There may be some sex toys.
Yeah. Have you been there? What are you freaking me out?
I mean, sex toys can only be, you know.
How much do you pay your children for?
Not a lot.
Five.
Whatever we happen to have.
$5.
Yeah, that,
well, the thing is, inflation's a bitch.
The thing is.
We will go to
a lot
of teeth. It depends on how many times that you've
been five.
Not last time. It depends on who has cash and how much cash they have. So then the narrative evolves as to why they're getting $5.
Okay, I got a
$2 bills.
I got $2 now.
It's
inflation. It's a dollar.
I got $5.
Yeah.
My daughter had gravity, so she had a silver filling, so she got $5 for that one.
Shit.
I got my filling for a tooth that was gonna fall out.
They do that these days.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, that's a good question. How long until the tooth fairy starts Venmoing kids?
Future man.
You could probably pay somebody to set up a tooth fairy Venmo account.
It'd be horrible if we put IOU underneath there.
Lydia, trademark
it. You know, we
trademark that. I want that on a t-shirt. The tooth fairy Venmos me my money.
Mm-hmm. I have another sex toy question.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So the answer is anal
who doesn't?
Beads. The answer is anal beads.
Anal beads? Thank you.
The answer is the bedside table.
Benoit.
That's also good. Damn. Alright.
Sibian for the win.
So most of the couples here have children, right? Where do the sex toys go after the kids are old enough to like open shit?
She's answering the question.
You stay in the bedside table.
First of all,
and you tell your kids to get the fuck out of your room.
In their nightmares.
Yeah. In the
therapist. The therapist?
No, this was my second.
Walk into your room and
say,
like,
okay.
"Hey, mom, dad, what's in your drawers?"
Like, so, I'm like, "Well, we have a fine assortment from Adam and Eve."
This is episode 95. I don't think anyone has answered a question better than
in their nightmare.
There has not been a question answered better than in my in their nightmare.
That was excellent.
Oh my god!
Great. Where are we?
Yeah, next question. Like back on track.
Are we almost done?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
All right, but this is for the ladies. What would they say your best quality is? So are we talking the guy's best quality or the girl's best quality?
Guy's best quality.
Guy's best quality. Yes. What is the best quality of your husband?
In my opinion.
What do you think?
Wait.
What do you think?
What do you think?
So what's the husband's best quality?
Yes.
What is the husband's
but
best quality?
But it's what he feels his own best quality?
No.
She would think my best quality.
This is very complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear what
not
I
not really.
So who are we going with? Who are we going with first on this one?
You bet.
Let's go with Joneses.
Okay.
I have confidence.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
You do?
I do. I have confidence.
Oh,
because
you got so many. You really do.
Oh, no, it's true.
You
mean
that.
She her points, but she actually
I felt
that.
I
haven't
been married long enough. I can't wait till LaBelle hears this and throws up.
Quality.
I can't wait till LaBelle hears this and throws up.
I wish Jenny was here. I wish I was on the.
Can I?
Is Diddy gonna be on the next dating game? Because I
want to
be there.
I want him to be here. Want him to be here for this one.
I'll be studio audience.
I'll be studio audience for that.
You have the biggest man crush on him, and it is fucking hysterical.
Diddy is. I love Diddy because he thinks the exact opposite the way that I do in everything, and it's so much fun to fuck with him.
You do seem like a very nice person.
I am
not. He's a dickhead.
I am a dickhead as well. But Diddy is. He's just. He is like my anti-hero. Mm. So everything he believes,
it's like Zod and Superman.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
there's no other way I can put it.
It's so much fun to be around Diddy.
Wait, Zod's black now.
What? He is?
Yeah, right?
No, he's not black.
I just finished reading Rebirth.
Not in the comic books. And like
we have member audience.
You know, it's not
singer?
Topic.
Have you not watched? Have you not
missed
the Old Man Way?
Still getting off topic.
Yeah, no. Shanice, thank you. This is why you should be here more often.
I should, right?
Yes.
Don't give
any
ideas.
Okay, if I say a bunch of words, but they're synonymous with each other, does that count?
Yeah, sure. Why not? This is trial. This is the trial ever. We'll
okay.
Go there.
So I think his best quality, D's, to me. So he's very caring, nurturing, lots of patience. Oh,
damn it! So far off!
Damn it!
That's so funny.
He's a great cook.
It was funny, because on the podcast you did, you talked about this, his persistence.
Oh, his persistence of being patient with me.
Nice try.
So
nice try.
I still don't understand how I'm supposed to answer this question.
What he would
say... What do I would think you would say is my best quality?
I would say is your best quality.
Yes.
To me or to the world?
To you, world. To you. What do you think?
You just answered
that's
right
a,
away.
That's an extra...
I would think
that
Lana
Because I have two answers.
Think,
the world thinks that Chris's best quality is his ability to sing, his singing voice, because it's fucking magic.
It is.
And to me, his best quality is he's the kindest person that I know.
Huh?
Literally, kindness and empathy.
You added empathy. I thought it was cool that you answered the question too.
That's why
you are literally the kindest person I know.
Yes, he is, right?
But that's so not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
I'm a dick.
You are a dick.
Like,
you are
a dick.
Part of it is kindness.
Right.
But I know that most people who know they're a dick, they're usually the nicest people.
No.
You guys really.
No, when you know it.
Chuck?
You're not a dick, dude.
He's a dick.
You're talking to an ex-dick. You're not a
dick.
You're a dick
in recovery.
You're a reformed
dick. A dick in recovery?
Like,
recovery.
You're all fine. You're so nice.
You've known me for very, very
you're
short.
So, you guys are so nice. Mark knows me.
Maybe dick is not the right word. Prima donna.
This is where I want to hang out.
That's why I'm
I love dicks.
We would go to the
Fraser,
bar.
Fraser.
Get the t-shirt.
Jesus Christ. I want to point out that Javi just said he loves dicks.
He does. But
are we not doing
phrasing
anymore?
I don't. But then this is not, it's just, honestly, it's just the facial hair thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
We're talking about dicks or
just dudes in general.
And the dick itself.
You just
and a dick. Yeah, dicks are big.
That really gets annoying.
That's a turn off for me.
I can't get past that in my head.
Yeah, the studio audience looks very disgusted right now.
Studio audience, you have something to say, or would you like to express shame in someone?
I just like the fact that it gets in the way.
Yeah, you know.
It's like you're fighting. Look at that. Wait, so do I get points?
Yes, I've already. All right,
good.
What's the fucking score? 400 to 402.
Sounds about right. Cool.
Close.
I was keeping that in my
nail
head.
Biter.
Give or take about.
Oh, you score like Who's Line Is It Anyways?
Yes, actually, I can think about it. Yes,
I love that. I love that shit.
So Lydia, what we got next?
All right, gentlemen, who is someone that your wife would geek out if she saw?
Oh.
You know this.
Am I answering first? Since you...
Mario Lopez.
Oh, what? What? I would geek out. I would, wet myself. There's a difference.
Mario Lopez?
She's got a weird
a
thing
man.
For Mario Lopez.
He's a good looking man.
From, what's this? What's he on?
He was
not
about that.
He's an AC Slater.
But he's not AC Slater anymore.
That's
what you picked?
She loves Mario Slater.
That's what you picked?
I like Mario Lopez.
Or Mario Lopez, whatever.
Mario Slater.
No, it's not who I pick.
No, I'm looking at who you pick.
Okay, pause for a second. Geek out. Think geeking out.
Wait, geeking out?
Right, that was the question.
Geeking out.
Very specific.
That was a trick question.
Geek out. You get a do-over because
does that
I
mean to
be
crystal meth
fuck.
With
no.
Like nerd?
Well, it's up for interpretation.
Oh man, what do you think? You guys have been granted an official Old Man Wade mulligan.
Well, here it is. You're so young, so everything revolves around sex, and you guys have been married enough now where everything revolves around logic. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's a very, very, very
balanced.
We're right in the middle.
Out.
So you can see
it. We're trying to balance
that
sex and logic
has.
At the same time.
Yes.
So it's, I call it scheduled sex.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you guys were still horrified talking about, what do you do when you're getting, we're like, why are you hiding shit from the kids? Get out of this bedside.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't.
That's your fault.
So many questions.
When you have that question, it's like, that's their fault. Why would they go in the bedside drawer?
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
I don't know.
You guys come back to the show, I'm going to ask you.
Anyway,
I really
who
do.
Would your wife geek out if
geek
she saw?
Out. Geek out.
If I saw. Oh my god, there's
if you
together.
Saw
the boys. No.
Geek
right.
out.
Mm-hmm.
We should
so
just put them on speaker.
Because one person got understood what I was going for, and the other person just went completely.
Am I the one? Did I get it? Did I get it?
You went completely literal.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean it by that.
Because now it's three people.
Okay.
It's either.
Yeah.
It's either.
Is this bothering you? Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yep. There it is.
Yes!
I was gonna say Leonard Nimoy?
No.
Wow.
He's dead. You want your wife to die?
Wait a minute.
She would geek out if she saw
Wait a minute.
I know.
And I
did you just say Neil deGrasse Tyson and possibly Spock?
Yep. I didn't say Spock. But
possibly.
I
would geek
out.
If she met if, when he was still alive,
okay,
she would geek out of
my man, you are mad.
Wait, you know, he's not necessarily dead. Have you not seen
Star Trek convention?
The search for Spock or...
What's up?
Oh, shit.
We brought him back. That's Leonard Nimoy's not necessarily
dead. Do you
let
me know?
Oh, yes. I love you.
That's a technicality,
yeah.
Right? There's like layered dimensions.
Exactly.
Is Jim Parsons?
He's president somewhere else.
Yeah, we might!
Or Stephen Hawking.
Well, he's also dead.
Oh, maybe yeah.
He died?
Wait, who?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking died?
Yes.
Of what? Too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
So, Neil deGrasse Tyson was your answer. Being
and
smarter
big
than
big
you.
And Big Bang
Theory. Being smarter than you.
That's what he died.
All right, Miller.
Oh, this is not a correct answer. It's just going to be fun. So, first of all, let's change our terminology, or let's at least acknowledge that other people have different definitions, because geek out is like do crystal meth for days.
Yeah,
and
but that is not what I'm
saying. That sounds awesome. Like someone you would like go,
oh my god, it's them!
Oh, I never have!
I'm pretty
out.
Sure geek and tweaker.
But I don't think she was offered that definition, so.
She wasn't thinking like Lana was thinking.
No.
So my first response, I'm not looking at anything, it would be Paul Rudd. Other responses.
This is not geek out. Does not.
I already
sex.
Gave my answer.
No.
I just think Paul Rudd.
You would have sex with Paul Rudd
in a second.
Yeah, but I thought
it's because of the Ant Man thing.
Yeah, but do you think during sex he's gonna make you laugh like that? Because I did not
see,
ever
I feel
think
like
Paul
Rudd's guys a gentle type.
I know, but that wouldn't be your like dream.
Right.
Because he's more sarcastic.
I love it. He's fucking hilarious.
Right, and that's why I never thought, like, when you picked that as your crush, as you're like one, two, or three, when you're one, that you meant have sex with, because that does not, you don't want that.
I'm sorry.
Like, think about how,
like a one-time, one and done, you're right. It wouldn't be
Paul.
Wait.
All right, you want a relationship?
100%.
To go on brunch,
yeah.
Dates.
You sound like you're from London.
Yeah.
That's not hot.
I want to. But I wouldn't geek out if I saw him. I would go for it.
So funny.
So
thing
geek
is,
out. What the hell would that have been?
Whenever Maria complains about the temperature, I just go, "Oh, the weather outside is weather."
I don't have a. I
would press that Paul Rudd's your number one. That is.
You're gonna be really mad at yourself when I give you the answer. You sure you don't want to try again?
Geek out.
I gave them a mulligan. Do you want to use your mulligan now, or do you want to save it for later?
Any better.
Yes!
Boom!
Yes.
Any better?
Yes!
Any better.
Oh, God.
Eddie.
That whole thing started with me saying it would be, but that was my answer.
What band is it from?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yes.
Ooh. That's too bad.
No, because I thought like we could be friends for a second there, but no. Just kidding.
Oh,
we got engaged.
Chris Cornell.
We got engaged.
Chris Cornell away.
They're not
they're
competing.
Friends.
Yeah.
Audioslave. Yes, he was Audioslave, but he's also
actually Chris Cornell.
Soundgarden. Jesus, wow.
It's that's funny because my favorite rock song of all time is actually Audioslave, Shadow of the Sun.
Yeah, I knew that. I love Audioslave, but
I'm anything Green Day from the album Dookie.
I do love that's because
you like the masturbating on the couch thing.
How do you? We have like a connection.
Oh my god, did you guys just become best friends?
I think
smart.
We did.
And yep. We're both smart. Yep.
I love masturbating on the couch.
I can't masturbate on the couch because it's too new.
I can't do it anymore. Our niece lives with us.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, she lives in our basement.
Damn it. Tell her to get her own place.
Our living rooms.
Okay, so right.
Don't yuck my yum.
I'm sorry.
Pearl Jam,
yo, I'm shaming right now, and I should not be shaming.
All right, ladies.
Oh, you left your shame at the door.
Where did you first meet?
Wow, that's a very pedestrian question. After
mm-hmm.
everything we've been through, that's
okay.
Pretty good.
I think it's time for that. Yeah.
This is like the makeup points question right here.
Yo, if you get this one wrong.
I mean, what sorts of details are you looking for?
Just
where did you first meet?
Yeah.
Where?
No, clarifying.
Okay,
either.
Yes.
Oh shit. Yes. Yeah. That was the answer.
Yep. Okay. What other answer would it be?
Literally
answer
like
hey,
literal sex,
house,
like where
or,
you met,
no,
the place where you went out.
And
yeah.
Whatever.
Wilson. Yeah, you never want to meet somebody in the corner of Mass Ave. Not this Mass Ave.
I mean,
it's not a good look.
This was Mass Ave.
That's where I stood debating on stage. It's a whole other story.
All right, Miller's.
Our House West.
Cynthia.
Our House West.
Our House West.
Lady.
That was a question.
That was nice and easy.
Ask him what he said.
Got it. Come on now.
We weren't into that. Oh. He answered that question. Actually, no, same for the show.
Oh, that's right. We weren't on the show. No, the first day I met her was two years probably before we were dating, but a friend of mine said, who's Laura? Oh, who's the new girl? Whatever, because we worked together. And I said, that's Laura, and I would marry her today. And I was like a 20-year-old drunk.
You guys are the cutest fucking couple ever.
Damn. We hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best
thing. They got us beat by cuteness by a
fucking mind. We're really on questions.
Oh, we were way pre, you know, who knows?
I know, but we only did 7 questions?
Yes.
Yeah, well, 7 questions apiece, so it's 14 questions.
We are so immature.
No shit. So, old man, wait, y'all.
Love it. Next question.
All right, gentlemen, what is your wife's dream job?
And don't say blowjob.
Dead.
I'm pretty sure that would not be her dream job.
My dream job.
Dream job is the head of counseling for a high school.
Oh. Hobby.
Yeah.
You give them all those points.
Yeah, I got that.
Give them all.
School counselor, actress.
Yep.
He nailed it.
I never would have guessed actress for you.
Though. Oh, her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a theater. She was a theater.
Yeah,
girl.
I did all
why
the
acting. Why are we just finding out about this?
I don't know.
She did the
best. I can see him in a Josh Whedon movie or show. Like
yeah, for real.
Or like.
You want to be? You could be the remake of Buffy. Oh, no, 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 no. What the hell's her name?
Cordelia.
Not Cordelia.
You make a great Cordelia.
No, not the one, the anti-Buffy.
Willow? Not Willow. Faith.
Faith.
She
anti-murdering
Stabby?
Yes.
She used to be. Murdering Stabby. As you can see from my shirt, I have a Buffy face.
Who gave me that shirt?
The great people at Old Man Wade provided me this shirt.
I was looking for my Rebel
shirt.
Same
shirt.
Lon used to be in a lot of different theatrical productions.
Yes.
She was in the Vagina Monologues at UVM.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. She was like a legit actress.
She was a legit actress.
Hearing about this? And she was a Division I soccer player.
Nice.
Yes,
really?
Oh, I think too.
What school?
UVM.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Could have gone, but then didn't.
You came up on top. You married.
Oh, dude, in the football world, we call that outkicking our coverage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So.
I don't know, you know.
It makes sense, but she acts like she loves Ken. Next question.
Oh, my
dude.
Ouch.
It's
alright.
It's only
after
it's
I have my values, my good qualities.
You can't hurt me.
Alright, Mr. Miller.
You understand
how
this is.
What are we answering?
What's her dream job?
So I'm answering with 3. Number... in no order whatsoever. So I think the 20-year-ago answer would be like own a flower shop florist. We would also have like going places and building or teaching to communities in need and dog walking.
Those are all really, really. None of those are right. No.
Oh.
No, but why? Because
no, you answered 3 times,
and they were all right, but not the right answer.
Hey, guess what? That's called a strikeout.
Oh man!
Professor.
Wait! Make it.
Yeah.
Because would I ever do what I don't want to do?
There's the answer right there.
For the record, when I asked this question, both ladies responded,
same exact answer.
I'm already working
exactly.
My dream job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you got points.
Well, and that's not what my answers
girl
were.
Girl power to that.
In the summers,
right.
In the summers, she walks dogs.
I do.
Our plan is to retire, and so...
And I would like to have a florist shop when we retire.
Yeah.
Walking
he was
dogs.
Right in all of those things.
I think walking dogs is a very... Especially in a city like Boston.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Our tenant is
super
yeah.
Fun. Our tenant runs a business out of our house.
Wait, so what do you want to believe?
Huh? I do teach. I am a professor.
Oh! Of what?
Physical therapy. I teach clinical medicine. Yeah.
Okay.
So you said you're
at Boston University.
Which
really?
Is funny.
Wow, shit. That's fucking, like, hardcore.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit every piece of identifying information from this podcast.
Don't need to edit.
Well,
now, it's a pretty liberal university.
Oh, you're right.
Tufts is like the most carpet.
Yeah. I smoked so much weed at that school.
It's very legal in Massachusetts. Right?
Oh, you worked there. You can't say
what,
shit.
What Super Wolf just said is not reflective of Tufts University.
I was a student.
Tufts University football.
I took freshmen from Charlestown High School to Tufts, and they're like, now let's look at a dorm. They knocked on a door, and there was a session happening. I'm like, 15-year-old. None of this is reflective
of Tufts University, what they believe, or Tufts University football program, or what they believe.
Yeah, the student athletes at Tufts are pretty solid. They're a lot better than the non-student athletes.
All right, last question.
Final question, gentlemen.
I don't remember.
There's no way in hell they got this right, though, for the record.
Wait, is this gentlemen?
What is it? Oh, this is ladies. Mm. Ladies, what is your husband's favorite song?
No, flip that.
What would the guys say is your favorite song? Mm. So what would your husband say is your favorite song?
No, I took like two. I mean, it would be really boring to take as long as I took.
Like chess.
I love that this is the first of all the questions that were asked. This is the one where everyone got silent.
Well, yeah, I would like to start with feeling like maybe it's not very fair to ask Chris to identify any sort of favorite attached to music, right? Like,
I agree.
That's
why is that?
Because you're
a musician.
I mean, I know what the answer you said is, and I'm fairly certain I'm going to get it right. Okay. But to have a favorite song is like to have a favorite child, right? Which I do.
Everybody does.
But it happens to switch depending on the year or the week or who's acting in what way, particularly with the twins. Sorry. You asked me to be honest. So, what would Chris say is my favorite song? I'm going to go with the solid, like, this is, I'm always like, this is what should be played at my funeral. Oh, no, he's shaking his head.
Sorry, no, you can't see
it. It's Hands of Time, right? Ooh. I'm wrong?
Yellow Lead Better.
Oh, shit.
That's a bad, I don't like my answer, though. I like you.
The fact that you were like, oh, shit.
Because if you had asked what is, like, the credits music to your life,
then it would be Natural Legend, though.
No, totally. But I'm saying we both like nail that out the park.
You guys have great music.
Oh, so I tried to. So that's a Pearl Jam song.
Credits rolling.
Yeah,
right?
Lead Better.
I see it.
Who sings this song?
Natalie Merchant. It's
10,000
Maniacs. No,
Natalie
Merchant.
I know the song. I just didn't know who the fuck sang it.
Because you're like nine.
But no, but Hands of Time is that's a tune that you need to get into if you haven't heard that. But it's like a random like. Cut from what movie was that?
And I was like, a Tom Cruise movie. Like, interesting.
Right.
What was the movie with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise?
Collateral.
Yeah.
Collateral
is
such a good movie.
Yeah, when he's in the cab with Jada. Is it Jada Pinkett?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the cab driver.
Is she the cab driver then?
No, Jada. Jamie Foxx, the cab driver.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith was
the one.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in the cab. Yeah, she works in
the
office.
It's funny. That's the reason I actually like Jamie Foxx, because after I saw that movie, I actually started liking him as an actor.
So there's a song that's in that scene. That's like my tune.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Fun fact. my favorite rock song, Shadow of the Sun, plays in that song. Mm.
In that movie?
In the movie,
yes. Mm-hmm. That plays in that song. Mm.
So I got it wrong. I'm sorry. It's close. Well, I felt like it was
I'm fun. Sorry.
So my favorite song, which I hope you would know, but it's okay if you didn't. Okay, no. Shake Your Groove Thing.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't know this.
Fuck. Shake Your Groove Thing.
Oh, I knew this. It's my song.
Fuck.
I knew this.
Lydia,
did you say something from Moana?
Oh, no. He goes, he doesn't know.
Moana?
His answer was, he doesn't know.
I know.
Great movie.
From Shake Your Groove Thing.
I have tired
guys. I love The Rock.
You're welcome.
Probably welcome.
Mm-hmm. No. Give me the other one. Please tell me, because I think we got good synergy here.
Shining?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't help but I'm shining.
Is that me?
It's great.
So we're not going to get any Lionel Richie love in here? Nobody?
What is your... I'm going to ask everyone here who has a producer, what's your favorite song? Well, if you don't have a favorite song, what's happy music? What's the song you pick when you need to like really pick yourself up?
It's a genre, right? Yeah.
What?
Soca.
Well, the Soca I knew.
Right.
The entire genre.
Lydia, you got a favorite song? That's one you go to when you're like, just want to be happy?
I don't think I do.
Country.
I listen to a lot of country. And that's usually, but there's sad country music.
Depends on the mood that you're in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travis, you got one?
You strike me as a kind of a metal guy. Not metal, like, not
no,
like.
Fuck no.
Not like.
No.
No.
Dude, I've seen
Tom Waits.
He listens to, like, weird shit. Like,
excuse
he listens
me, hold
to.
Can I answer the question or is asking me?
Yeah, oh yeah, good.
Woo! Salty! I like it.
I've seen Pantera to Fish to Classical. I've seen it all. Okay? I like anything.
Isn't you guys right. met at like a or?
There's a shitty metal concert, dude. Right. Once again, when you see Pat, you know. But Pink Floyd probably
oh, sure.
mm-hmm.
is easiest. Yeah. That's probably why. Yeah.
That's your happy music.
The Wall. Oh, happy. Maybe Freebirds, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I walk around in Moby Dick.
Nothing
all
says
long.
Happy like a plane crash that killed an entire band.
Well,
sorry.
No. You know? Yeah, but on a daily, he listens.
I mean, what
to,
good
like,
band didn't
John happen? Mayer and like Hawaiian
yeah,
Buddhist monk.
Right
chants.
Now, I got. I was it, Electric Love and some Paul Simon going right now, mm-hmm. along with some old school. Who are they? The Smashing Pumpkins, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just got.
So it's got three there. Different genres right there.
I have shitty rock. I have shitty rock taste. Cats Ken loves to point out to me.
I don't think you have shitty rock taste.
Oh, I have very shitty rock taste,
dude. I have shitty rock taste, and I don't.
I mean, I like Nickelback, so.
Ooh,
if
shit.
I had
Get
to
out.
Choose an album that I would never say like, oh, it's not the right time for that. You know what I mean? Like, there's my one go to. Like, nobody's ever gonna be mad if you put on Midnight Marauders, Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever gonna be mad when that album's on the best.
That might be
a really good answer.
I was waiting for somebody with sense to
See?
Say something.
So Jurassic 5. You know what I mean? I used to listen to Wu-Tang. It's all 90s rap, bro.
Jurassic 5 still beats, still bumps
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, though, like, A Tribe Called Quest, I think, is
Nobody's
one of the... I think might be
really
the most
question.
Underrated, like, album, rap album of all, hip-hop album of all time. Like, I remember listening to that in the car with my dad. And one thing always pops in my head, like, keep bouncing.
So, well, even The Roots before they sold that.
Before
yeah.
they sold that.
Am I allowed to say somebody, like, a song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I shot for saying, like, Drake or some shit?
No.
Everybody mm-hmm. here is like Pearl Jam and freaking.
You're never gonna get shot for saying Drake, except for the fact that mm-hmm. he kind of is a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm.
And that part I would maybe argue.
You okay, hold on. This is a
different show.
This is a great conversation.
Time out. So I don't know if anyone has anywhere to go. We can do a quick 30 to 45 minute episode if you guys want to. If you guys have to go, that's fine. But we can do a quick episode real quick. I just want to make sure I end this one out.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we finishing with that topic?
No.
Everyone ended. The writing is in.
Well, my favorite happy song is Lotion by the Greenskeepers.
There you go.
For some reason, that just makes me fucking laugh like mm-hmm. a maniac.
And
anybody who ever seen Silence of the Lambs, that
mm-hmm.
movie is just
mm-hmm.
funny to me, so there you go.
Oh, shit, really?
Signs and Lambs is funny.
I've heard it. It just dawned on me what song it was.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Best comedy or
I
musical?
I'll play it for you.
Silence
of
the
Lambs.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're just gonna let that go?
Was it there?
We are
the,
not.
The mirror
out
of
the old man Wade show. You can finish the episode. I'll play the song.
I have it right.
No. You're not escaping.
Yeah.
Signs and Lambs being a comedy.
Dude,
that movie's hilarious.
If that movie's pretty fucking funny.
What? Yo, Buffalo Bills. He cracked me up.
Fucking jump between his legs and dance. That's fucking
me.
So before we get into this, do you guys want the fictional score or the real score?
Both.
The fictional score is the Millers at 1,152.
Ooh, great number.
But fun fact,
mm-hmm.
the team I went for, the team I was rooting for, 13,442,000.
Yeah,
613 mils.
That was a comeback.
602.
That was a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
0.4.
It was
mm-hmm.
on that last question.
Yeah. But realistically, the Millers won 7-5.
Yes!
Son! The Millers, 7-5. You guys hit your strides. Once you guys figure out the rules, you guys hit your strides and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So,
getting a divorce. That's all right.
This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank Ian, Mr. Jones. I want to thank the Millers for coming. I want to thank Tequila Gallery, Shanice, Lydia, the Magic Man. Travis, where can they find you if they want to have people do photos for you?
Just my Facebook page is fine for now.
What is it?
T. Gagosian. What is it?
Travis Robert Gagosian. GAGOSIAN.
The pictures will be out on the Old Man Wade Facebook page. They'll be out on Old Man Wade.com. to make sure that we all, so you can see them, they will be amazing. He was awesome in this. He's like super professional. Like, he came in here with like lighting and tripods.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, okay. I thought you were just gonna kind of like come in
here. Made me feel pretty.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I swore maybe 50% less because of the professional stuff that I wanted.
Like, yeah, like I didn't even drop the C word once.
N word?
Did I say the N word? I didn't drop the N word either. What the hell?
Damn, nigga, damn.
Oh my god. This video, Old Man Wade Show. One on the count of three. Can I get a damn it, Wade, from all of you? One, two, three.
Damn it, Wade!
Damn it, Wade!